Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project. So now we're going to discuss passages from The Yellow Wallpaper, a short story published in 1892 by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. And as we said when we were talking about the books in general, one of the reasons we chose this book is not just because of the great writing and the great storytelling that this little short story has, but also because we know a little bit about the author that is going to be interesting to discuss too. So here's my first passage selection from The Yellow Wallpaper. I never saw worse paper in my life. One of those sprawling, flamboyant patterns committing every artistic sin. It is dull enough to confuse the eye in following, pronounced enough to constantly irritate and provoke study. And when you follow the lame, uncertain curve for a little distance, they suddenly commit suicide, plunges off at outrageous angles, destroy themselves in unheard of contradictions. The color is repellent, almost revolting, a smoldering, unclean yellow, strangely faded by the slow turning sunlight. It is dull yet lurid orange in some places, a sickly sulfur tint in others. No wonder the children hated it. I should hate it myself if I had to live in this room long. There comes John, and I must put this away. He hates to have me write a word.
I love that you included the line about John at the bottom.
Had to, because this whole story, this short story, is so much about him, mm-hmm. but not in obvious ways. It's these mm-hmm. one little liners that she puts in about his, you know, that we know he's the controlling patriarchal presence, right? And mm-hmm. and her husband John, and so that all that beautiful writing describing this hideous wallpaper and how it makes her feel and ugh, and then mm-hmm. she has to cut that off. He hates to have me write a word. I just found that to be a very powerful part of the book. Now I want to check something, because I felt like there might have been a typo in that, in my typing. Again, I typed these up myself, so
As you do that, I did permutations of this passage multiple times, and so that I love the artistic possibility and somebody trying to draw and paint what this wallpaper looks like. I feel it's so visual, it's so vivid. I love the fact that she talks about the lines and the curves committing suicide mm-hmm. as a sense of foreshadowing.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
This to me would be definitely top tier. But okay. Yes,
yeah,
did you
me
have
too.
A
No, I think I thought I had left off the S in curves, but maybe you just added it when you follow the mm-hmm. lame, uncertain curves for a little distance. I thought I had, I guess I just, when I was reading it, I didn't see the S or something. Okay. Yeah, I love that one. I gotta say that's one of my tops. Okay. Then this is the second passage. There are things in that paper that nobody knows but me, or ever will. Behind that outside pattern, the dim shapes get clearer every day. It is always the same shape, only very numerous, and it is like a woman stooping down and creeping about behind that pattern. I don't like it a bit. That's such a creepy, you know, well-written, descriptive passage of she's kind of losing her mind, you know? And I think that, you know, the fact that, you know, she sees this creeping, stooping woman behind that pattern, you get that depth. It's three-dimensional. It's not just flat wallpaper, right? We've got some, you know, it's a trick of the eye. It's three-dimensional, and the dim shapes get clearer every day. I love that phrase. So that was one I really liked.
I really liked that too.
Probably second tier compared to the first one.
Yeah, I would agree. I think my favorite part of the passage is the there's things that nobody knows but me in that
pattern. I know. She's separating herself from not just reality, but others. She is separating, you know, and I find that to be a fascinating part of that. Mm-hmm. And she's doing it in a way of almost like superiority. Only I will ever be able to see this, you know, and there's just something about that that's very, again, we're coming back to human nature, you know, and not always the best parts of human nature. So, okay. And then next passage, I didn't realize for a long time that the thing that, I didn't realize for a long time what the thing was that showed behind that dim sub-pattern, but now I am quite sure it is a woman. By daylight, she is subdued, quiet. I fancy it is the pattern that keeps her so still. It keeps me quiet by the hour. Ooh, this is repression. This is metaphorical for all the repressions of women and feminist, you know, creativity and everything. That's what I love about this quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with you.
That's all becoming more clear to her. Mm-hmm. And she's also starting to identify with this woman that she sees in the paper. She's starting to, that connection with herself is becoming clearer and clearer, and she's feeling it more. You know, you can really sense that in this passage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoyed this too, particularly the realization it is a woman. Mm-hmm. But to me, I'd probably still put it second tier. Sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And part of it is because I'm glancing ahead to your next quote, which may hit two of the things we've already mentioned we like.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. This is slightly longer. So again, forgive my sniffles. I really have discovered something at last. Through watching so much at night, when it changes so, I have finally found out. The front pattern does move, and no wonder. The woman behind shakes it. Sometimes I think there are a great many women behind, and sometimes only one, and she crawls around fast, and her crawling shakes it all over. Then, in the very bright spots, she keeps still, and in the very shady spots, she just takes hold of the bars and shakes them hard. And she is all the time trying to climb through, but nobody could climb through that pattern. It strangles so. I think that is why it has so many heads. They get through, and then the pattern strangles them off and turns them upside down and makes their eyes white. I mean, she's descending into a madness, but this is also so amazingly, like, growth on her part. Mm-hmm. She's seeing this, that in her mind, it's a reality that there are women or a woman behind this pattern trying to get out, trying to break free of the grossness that this wallpaper represents for her, right? And the prison that it represents. And I love the crawling and the shaking and mm-hmm. the bright spots versus the shady spots in the wallpaper. Also metaphorical with life and everything, you know. In the very bright spots, she keeps still. To me, when husband John is around, I keep still, you know, mm-hmm. But she can't come right out and say that yet. So she's talking about the wallpaper and the woman in the wallpaper. I just love this. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. This one, I think, combines, like in some of the other ones, we like the fact it's referring to the woman because of the social commentary. It gets that, but also has such vividness, has such motion and action. So this to me would definitely be a top tier.
Yeah. And then there's also something in this line, you know, but nobody could climb through that pattern. It strangles. Mm-hmm. So I think that mm-hmm. is why it has so many heads. It has so many heads. The woman has so many heads. The woman behind the, and this is, you know, it's splitting personality. It's fracturing sense of self in this. And also you almost conjure up a hydra where the heads get cut off and more grow, you know? I mean, there's just something in this passage that has so much richness. It's a little bit longer than some of the others, but I really like it. I like it top tier.
Yeah. I don't think it's too long. Yeah.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of potential passages from The Yellow Wallpaper.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.